The apples are looking pretty. Or is it time to pick them?
Well, it's almost time to pick them, but I don't think we're the first ones out here to get them.
What do you mean?
Well, besides woodpeckers, there's a couple of them that's got woodpecker holes in them. I've ran a couple of woodpeckers off, but it's the squirrels. The squirrels are getting them now.
What?
Yes, look at this over here. Look at this one right here. I mean, these on the ground. This is where, look where the squirrel's been eating them.
Oh.
I know, isn't that, it just makes me so mad. I mean, they're just about ready to pick because I cut open into one of them and they're not quite ready, but between.
Stinking squirrels.
I know, look at that.
Little teeth marks in there. We've been waiting a long time on these trees.
I know, forever, right? I mean, this is the first year that they produce this much. And look, we've got another one right there that's ready to be, but that's a little later variety. So it's not going to, that's an Arkansas black apple tree. And this is our Honeycrisp apple tree. And I guess the squirrels really like the Honeycrisp apple tree.
I guess so.
Because I saw one out here. I saw one out here on the ground the other day, but he wasn't in the tree. But I found more and more like these every day. I mean, you know how much joy I get out of these trees, right? I mean, what do? I take care of these things all year long. I water them, fertilize them. I get this overabundance. I mean, we've had so many apples. Now, we did have a lot more on the bottom. But the deer, I mean, what are you going to do about the deer, right? I mean, so
yeah.
They're coming in here. And I went ahead and gave it to the deer because, I mean, I'll be hunting the deer here pretty soon anyway. So
Maybe it'll make them a little sweeter. Maybe it'll make these squirrels a little sweeter.
You know,
maybe we can
right.
hunt some squirrels.
Yeah, you know what? They're not going to steal my joy. I'm going to tell you, it's like that old Zach Williams
song.
Ain't no squirrel going to steal my joy because I get a lot of joy out of these apples.
I
tell you what we're going to do. What we're going to have to do. Of course, it's a little warm. And usually I don't like to start squirrel hunting just yet. They're in season.
It's a
but you know
war
what?
On squirrels.
That's right. Yeah, they started it. Not me. They started it. So we're going to start taking some squirrels a little bit early. I'm going to be out here first thing in the morning.
Mm.
And I am going to, we're going to open up season here at the Wildcat
yep.
Hollow Farm.
Set your sights on That's the right. squirrel.
That's right. And hey, if we get these squirrels right here, they'll have a little apple flavor to them. We won't
yeah.
even have to season them that
there
much.
There you go.
That's right. So in the morning, I'm going to be right out here. We'll see what we can do. But, I mean, they'll just wipe this tree out.
All right. So we just got out here just a little bit ago, got set up. I waited for it to get a little bit daylight. So the camera could pick up everything. Pretty calm, there's a little bit of a light breeze. And as you can tell, a lot of horse flies. They're rather annoying. So right about now, these squirrels should start feeding pretty good. You know, there's a lot of oak trees right here around me, besides our apple tree over there. But right now, at this time of the year, the hickory nuts is what they're cutting, is what they're feeding on really heavy. They'll move over to these acorns here in about, I don't know, here in just a few weeks, but they're feeding a little bit on the acorns, but they're mainly feeding on the hickory nuts right now. We don't have any hickory nuts right here in the yard, but just right out here at the edge we do. So we're gonna sit here and see if we can find a squirrel slipping up on this apple tree, our apple tree, and try to get a few apple flavored squirrels for supper. So this morning, since we're kind of setting up out here, we're right here behind the well shed. You can see the well shed door here, all those marks on it's from a hailstorm that we had a couple years ago. One of my projects I hadn't got to yet, repainting the well shed. But it's kind of a good backdrop to sit here against it, see if these squirrels will come out. So we're gonna give it a little bit. I brought the 17 caliber. Let's see this. Marlin rifle here. I love a little 17 because this thing is accurate. I'm talking about accurate. I mean, it's almost like these little bullets are lightning speed fast. I mean, they're just real accurate out to about 100, 150 yards. This dude is sighted in real well, so. Oh, I hear one. I hear one cutting on a hickory nut. You can hear them when they're chewing on that shell, that hickory nut. Sounds like a little grinding. He's just right here at the edge of the woods. We're gonna see if he'll slip over here to the apple tree. I bet he's one of them that's getting them. So let's see what we can do. We're gonna get real quiet and real still. They're out here feeding right now. But I'm kind of in the open, so I need to kind of get set up and be real still. So we'll do that. See if we can get one slipping up on our apple tree. No more apples for the squirrels. Okay, there's one. He's in that tree right past the apple tree. About 60 yards over there, I see him. Okay, get ready. Boy, he's in a perfect spot. He's coming down the tree. There he is right there. Got him. There's one that ain't going to get the apple no more. That's right. He had a hickory nut. All right. One squirrel down. He had a hickory nut feeding in that hickory tree right over there. But he was definitely one of the apple stealers.
Well, we're going to give it up for this morning. But we didn't do too bad. We saw one squirrel, and we harvested one squirrel. One shot, and hey, you know what? We'll put that squirrel with some other squirrels that we harvested last year, and we'll have that for supper tonight. It'll be good. We'll know which one is the one I took today because it'll be apple flavored, right? So I tell you what though, I'm not going to stop protecting my apple trees. I'm going to be right back out here in the morning and see if we can't find any more. Do you have pesky squirrels sneaking into your life trying to steal your joy? Or maybe it's even one of those annoying woodpeckers swooping in and just pecking away. You know what? It can definitely feel that way in life sometimes, doesn't it? And I'll be honest, it's easy. It's really easy to get caught up in the worries and the fears and anger when we're under attack. It feels like someone has literally grabbed our joy and taken off with it, just like these squirrels have with my apples. You know what? But that's not the end of it. Jesus told his disciples that even though they may experience sorrow, they would have joy that never could be taken away. In John 16 and 22, it says, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taken from you." Oh, wow. The Bible is full of verses that speak about the joy that we can have in Jesus Christ. Hey, here's another one from Romans 15 and 13. It says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Isn't that great? Even when times are tough and the enemy threatens to steal your joy, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, your joy can never be taken away. So the question that I ask you today is, are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Have you ever put your faith in Him? You know, you might be thinking, why would I need someone to save me? I'm actually a pretty good person, pretty good dude, all right? But no matter how good we think we are, the fact of the matter is, we're all sinners. And because of that sin, we owe a debt. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. And that means, because of our sin against a holy God, we have earned death. And left to ourselves, that would be the end of it. You know, we would have to pay that debt of death for eternity in hell. But here is the good news. Jesus paid that debt for us. He was the perfect, sinless sacrifice that came and died for us so that we could be free from that debt. And He offers it to you today. Will you accept this free gift of salvation? You know, all it takes is a prayer with God. It's not something I can tell you what to say. It has to come from your heart. But the Bible tells us in Romans that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know what? I'm praying that if you haven't done that, you'll do that today. Only God can bring you a joy that will never be taken. If you want to know more about following Jesus, I'd love for you to check out more videos like these and others on lifeword.org, or you can follow us on various social media outlets. Well, hey, it's time to me get back to fighting these squirrels and taking care of the one that we harvested this morning. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.